Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. I am so excited to have with us some fine folks from Baxter Regional Medical Center this morning, including the CEO, Mr. Ron Peterson, Director of Marketing, Tobias Pugsley, and Sarah Edwards, who has a brand new job title that I forgot to ask you what it was.
That's all right. Director of Market Analysis and Business Development.
Whatever that means, we are glad to have you here. Now, Sarah's a native of Mountain Home and served as the physician recruiter for many years, and we're glad to have you in studio with us. You never came and talked to us when you were doing all that.
I did not.
I did not.
Thanks for having us.
One of the perks of the new job. You get to put a microphone in front of your face now. Hey, you guys had a big week. Very big week at Baxter Regional Medical Center. Announced some exciting news for new health care that's available in our community.
Perfect. Yes, we are very, very excited to announce Baxter Regional Care. It is our new online platform for virtual visits for urgent care needs. Baxter Regional Center is constantly looking to find ways to provide care for our patients, and this is just another example of us marching forward to provide that care for them. So like I said, it's a online app that's going to be available on the App Store or the Google Play Store. It will allow our patients to see providers 24/7, 365 days a week via a virtual visit for urgent care needs.
Ron, you're sitting in a studio with three people who all have toddlers. This is very exciting news for anyone who has kids, for sure. But for anyone, this is going to really enhance what you are able to provide for the community.
Yes, I believe it really will. The convenience, and like you said, especially if you have a child at home, instead of loading that sick child up in car, going somewhere, having to unload them, all those things, you can just get on whatever device you have, whether it's your phone, your computer, iPad, you can get on right away. You can get access, especially if, and I'll have Tobias explain how you can get the app off the App Store, but if you do that beforehand, then you can get on within just a minute or two, and you can have access to a provider face-to-face virtually. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting, very helpful.
Disclaimer, when we talk about the little ones, they have to be 2 years old to be able to use this service first. If you have a newborn, it's very important. You got to go in. You got to see them. You got to feel them. You got to touch them and listen to them and all that good stuff. Tobias, walk us through how this is going to work. Okay, so I go to the App Store. If you have Touch ID, you download it immediately or you enter your password. But tell us how all this works from there.
Absolutely. Well, you want to go ahead and download it right away. And that's because when you're sick, the last thing you want to do is download another app, right? So go ahead and download it. And that way it's ready. You're going to put in some basic information, that similar to what you fill out in the doctor's office, your name and date of birth, those types of things. And from there, you're kind of registered. And then you get sick, your child gets sick. So there's some basic triage questions that you're going to put in whenever you've activated your app. And you're going to fill that out. And I think the average wait time, as we've been testing, has been about 6 to 10 minutes that you'll wait. And then right there, there's a physician on video and starts to diagnose, ask you questions, reviews the information that you've put in about what's going on with you. For example, if you have a sore throat, the doctor might ask you to hold the camera up to your mouth and show the doctor the inside of your throat. With the capability and the camera resolutions that exist today, it's very, very easy to do. So it's very much like what you would experience in an urgent care office. I mean, very, very similar. Just it's done with your device. And the great thing is you don't even have to get out of bed.
Go to the doctor in our PJs. A lot of people go already in their PJs. But
And so once the visit wraps up, it'll give you a summary of everything that happened. And then also, if for some reason you need a prescription, you select your pharmacy and it sends that prescription right there. So really the only reason you have to get out of bed is to go pick up that prescription if it's needed, and then you can start getting better.
Okay, let's roll through some of the stuff that you talked about. First of all, he kept saying the phrase urgent care. That's an important distinction. This is not an emergency room. If you think you might be experiencing a heart attack, you need to go to the emergency room.
Absolutely. The appropriate level of care. The emergency room, the family doctor still plays a very, very important role. This is for the urgent care, walk-in clinic type of things, your flus, your common colds, your rashes, those types of things. Sometimes people use it for peace of mind, too. If you have a rash, your first instinct may be to run into the ER, but wouldn't it be nice to kind of have a peace of mind? Do I really need to go to the ER for this, or can I let this physician on the phone look at it and tell me if it's emergent enough to go to the ER? So we do see some cases like that it'll be used for.
Cost. Of course, that's always the first question. How much is it going to cost?
It's going to be $69. And we do hope that as...
That's a flat rate, $69.
Flat rate, cash paid. And you put in your credit card and it does it right there. So our technology right now is a little bit ahead of reimbursement. So as...
No.
So as the reimbursement comes and those types of things, we will start integrating with insurances. So, and then that is our hope, you know, in the next year that we get those integrations made. And
so that's why you didn't talk about... As you create your profile, you enter your insurance information. So you don't do any of that yet. It's just a flat rate $69 fee?
That's mm-hmm. correct.
Correct.
You know, Sarah, one thing that I've done with my physician is I've taken pictures of things going, is this right? Is this supposed to happen? And, I've texted that. Maybe I'm not supposed to, but I do. You know, we grab our phone and take pictures of things
yes.
quickly. Can we upload an image yes. to the app so that physician can see what we're seeing, even if that instance is not happening right then?
Yes, of course. Actually, one of, like Tobias mentioned, whenever you do hop onto the app and are asked a couple of questions, why are you visiting today? What kind of symptoms are you having? Actually, right below that is an option to upload any images that are on your camera roll already. And if they are not on your camera roll already, it actually gives you the option to take the picture then mm-hmm. and add it in. So yes, you can add images. And
I'm not weird because I'm grabbing my phone and taking pictures
taking
all the
lots
time.
Of pictures there. So yes, you can upload an image and that image would then be seen by the provider before they even saw your visit. So mm-hmm. as you're inputting all this information, the provider on the other end is getting all of your information to review before they see you. So they're going to see the symptoms that you've input into mm-hmm. the app, any images that you've input in there, obviously all of your health history, anything that you have self-reported in there. So they're reading all of that and reviewing all that before they even encounter you in the mm-hmm. visit.
The list of providers that you've talked about. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this team that's been assembled to work on this.
We have some local providers, both physicians and nurse practitioners, that are joining in and being providers on there. And then also we chose to work with a company that's basically the national leader in telehealth, and they have a network of physicians. And we've made sure they've gone through a quality review process, but those physicians, so that we have physicians and nurse practitioners available 24/7 for the patient who dials in or dials in is an old term. Sorry
logs
about that.
In. I was thinking, we need to come up with a different phrase than telehealth because, you do it on your phone, but it's
yes.
app health at
but
this
it
point.
Is, it's virtual visits, device health or whatever. But, once you get on and log in and put your information in, as Sarah said, then basically pops up on the screen, local providers will pop up first and then the other providers, and then you can pick and choose because sometimes there's a wait. If you want a certain physician, you may have to wait 5-6 minutes. There may be another physician that's available right away. We have a bio of that physician so that you'll be able to read right there. This is a board certified family practice doctor or whatever they are, and read a little history about them, and then you can just hit them and start talking to them.
This service has been available in healthcare not for long, but for a couple of years or mm-hmm. so. I mean, other markets, other hospitals have been doing this. I know that you guys have spent some time studying those and seeing best case scenarios and what works. Any feedback you've gotten or conversations you've had with other CEOs of hospitals on how this has been implemented in their community?
We did study really quite a bit about how it has rolled out in other communities. We looked at a health system up in South Dakota that rolled this out. We looked at a health system over in North Carolina. And we've definitely read several articles about a couple health systems out in California that have rolled it out. What typically happens is what you'd expect with new technology or new approaches to providing care is it rolls out usually a little slow. And then once it catches on, it goes quickly. About 3/4 of all primary care visits out in with Kaiser out in California, out in San Francisco, are now being done through telemedicine. And so we believe that telemedicine will play a larger and larger role in the healthcare picture. And this is just kind of a starting point for Baxter Regional Medical Center. We wanted to get out there. We wanted to make something convenient, get that access, get people to get used to using telemedicine. But I think you'll see more and more uses and rollout of telehealth and telemedicine here in Mountain Home.
Did you get any pushback from physicians who are not a part of it that, you know, it could be seen that patients aren't going to their clinic now, they're going over here? Was there pushback in any of that?
Well, what we want to try to do is we want to try to complement any services. And so, like, obviously, if you believe it's an emergency, we encourage you to go to your emergency department. If you're needing something in your primary care or with chronic care conditions, you know, we really highly recommend that you go to your primary care physician. This is really just an urgent care. And what we've tried to do is work very closely with the physicians here in the community so that if you visit our online urgent care, your primary care physician, which will be one of the pieces of information that you'll put in, will get a report of what happened. So then any follow-up or anything that you need to do that way, your primary care physician is informed and knowledgeable. And, of course, that's really the key, is that's the whole thought behind that primary care doctor, is that he has a full picture of everything that happens. And so we really wanted to work closely with our doctors to make sure that they were in the loop, even if they're not providing the care directly.
From a business standpoint, I would think it would complement their practice, too, because our primary care physicians, I mean, there's a shortage of primary care physicians, you know,
yes,
throughout this
is.
Country. We have talked about that before. And, you know, God love them. They try very hard. But if you're sick and you call for an appointment, it's really hard to get in sometimes. Not everywhere, but sometimes it is. Mm-hmm. So this might actually relieve a little of that stress for both the patient and the physician.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we're trying to do, is complement the practice that they have. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you think about it, Heather, I mean, nowadays we do our banking on our phones. I order my groceries on my phones.
You can have them delivered, too.
You can have them delivered now. And so, you know, in the medical space, you know, it's just we've had a ton of support from our leadership and Ron, and just being able to offer this. I mean, this is the future, I believe, and this is going to help so many people. If you think about those moms or those single dads, and they live in Mountain View and it's 2:30 in the morning and they're not sure whether or not to take their toddler in or not, what a great thing. They don't even have to get out of bed. They can do it all from right there. And I think that's really going to help mm-hmm. a lot of people.
75% of the patients treated at Baxter Regional Medical Center are of Medicare age. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So we skew a little bit older than most hospitals. I would not say that our older population or a more experienced population would not be web savvy or tech savvy and download their apps. But will there be opportunities for our retirees and those to learn how to operate this one-on-one at the hospital?
Actually, yes. And we're also looking at some partnerships. There's, you know, a few different tech learning type things that are in the community, and we've actually even talked to a few of them about partnering with them and kind of working that into, you know, they do things like basic email mm-hmm. setup and go ahead and incorporating that into mm-hmm. what they're teaching. But we definitely are looking into doing some of that because mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a learning curve. But once
it's just remembering that password is the hardest thing.
Isn't that amazing? That is the hardest thing.
God bless the thumbprint ID.
That's what I was going to say. You can have that as an option on your app once you download it, where you can just use the touch, because I don't remember my password either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back to the older population, some of the feedback we've got from some that have tried it is, when it's cold, they don't want to get out either. I mean, they're in the same boat that everybody else is. So, the convenience and not having to leave that home, you know, let's say it's icy outside, you know, mm-hmm. now I'm not at risk of slipping on the ice and breaking my hip. You know, I can do it right here from my phone. And that convenience, I think, mm-hmm. again, it's going to help a lot of people.
Well, and you have that confidence in doing services and trying things like this when you have an established relationship with your physician. Mm-hmm. You know that, like Ron, like you said, I mean, it all works in tandem together. And this is not for if you're experiencing chest pains or, you know, things like that. I mean, this is just a convenient service. If you have, there's going to be a list. There's a list of possible diagnoses, right, that this works best for?
Yes, the conditions that is treated under the urgent care. Yes, we will have a list of all of those, and we will definitely share those. Yes.
Share those, post them on KTLO.com along with this information as well, so you can go and look and know what's right. I'm sure it'll be somewhere in the app. If you think you have this, proceed to the next step.
Exactly.
Well, just in case you only have radio, it's flu, strep throat, urinary tract infection, bronchitis, common cold, pink eye, seasonal allergies, cold sores, ear infection, migraine headaches, rashes, sinus infections, and more. Just in case.
There you go. And take pictures of those rashes. Definitely.
And Heather, I've always been surprised and impressed. You're right. We are 75% Medicare at the hospital, and that's definitely a large population that we serve. And so, but I've always been impressed with how many volunteers who are retired and in that age group, how tech savvy they are.
Yes.
And how they know how to, and this, I'm surprised because I'm not very tech savvy and I'm of that age that, you know, people question it, but I actually have the app on my phone and I actually did it myself and it's easy to do and it took less than 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so I think people will be able to access it relatively easily, but I think, you know, we're willing to help anybody there and help out in any way. But also, you know, just generically speaking, the elderly population are the ones that do end up in the hospital more and spend more time in the hospital. We have a large group of younger people in this community, too, and this is a way for us to reach out to them.
A lot of times your younger population will put off sickness because there's just no time. I can't miss work to go to the doctor, or my kid has been sick for 3 days. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for this. So this is such a convenient tool for that younger patient demographic.
As a matter of fact, it is. And if you are at work, you know, and if you have a 15-minute break, my guess is that seriously you could find a quiet spot to go over. Even just a closet would work if you wanted to, and you could get that assistance and get help right away.
Just a reminder, it's a $69 flat fee. That's the only fee that will be associated with it. There will not be any other bills coming in the mail 3 to 4 weeks later. $69 flat fee.
That's correct.
Unless whatever you have your prescription costs, if there's one prescribed.
If needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. If needed.
Yep. Exciting. Very exciting. And congratulations to everyone at Baxter Regional who's worked very hard. This has been a project that has taken a lot of time, and I know a lot of people have worked very hard on it, and it's very exciting. The next step in our healthcare in this area.
Thank you, Heather. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters, KTLO.